U.S. President Donald Trump has said that his country will renegotiate its free trade agreement with South Korea, calling it a horrible deal. U.S. trade officials also notified South Korea Wednesday following an outline set previously by Trump on the renegotiation process. Trump has cited the U.S. significant trade imbalance as the reason for renegotiating the deal, but left out details that go beyond those statistics. South Korean experts argue that those details need to be considered in any amendments.
자동차 같은 경우도
50% of South Korean automobiles are produced in factories in the U.S. It's the same for home appliances. At the summit, the South Korean government said that it will generate more jobs in the U.S. by increasing investment in factories, but the U.S. ignored it. The Trump administration argues that the U.S. received one-sided damage. I think it's unfair.
The U.S. accuses South Korea of dumping steel and benefiting from an overwhelming trade surplus in automobiles. South Korea's trade surplus in goods has increased from about $13 billion to $27 billion a year. But opponents argue that the reason South Koreans aren't buying more U.S. cars is because they don't compete on price with Korean cars or on luxury with European ones. South Koreans want their president to get tough with Trump.
I asked the Moon administration to consider South Korea's national interest and not just follow the U.S. logic, because South Korea is weak and the U.S. is strong. The government must show that even this weak country can make its own voice heard.
The current CORUS FTA was the subject of intense opposition in South Korea, with several massive protests over the course of the drawn-out negotiations that produced the deal.
The Korea-U.S. free trade deal was put into effect in 2012 after years of negotiations and political infighting. And with opposition in South Korea's civil society and government, U.S. President Donald Trump's America First policies could face an uphill battle here. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.